This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Texas State Senator Wendy Davis says she may run for governor of Texas. She has begun, however, by joining former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi of California in saying that abortion is sacred ground that deserves no compromise. While large numbers of Texan women say they support recent abortion legislation, Wendy Davis counters by saying that it is pro-life women in Texas that are the ones who do not understand abortion. For nearly five decades, as late as the 1960s, Americans who were seen as unfit, generally those poor or uneducated or black, were targeted in a eugenic program of sterilization. Legislation passed late last month will make North Carolina the first state to both admit the injustice and to make reparation. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. In other news, moral philosophy is Princeton professor Peter Singer's expertise. While many may not know of his well-published support for both abortion and legalized infanticide of humans, most people would find it interesting that he makes not a scientific but a moral argument for legal rights being granted to apes. And Alabama residents are flooding social media calling on their public officials to shut down an abortion clinic operating there illegally. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.